You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Veterans suffering from trauma from their time in combat might soon be using technology from video games to help them heal. WAER's healthcare reporter Chris Bolt reports how donations from a veterans support group and Syracuse University will help the VA Medical Center.
Syracuse VA officials say a high percentage of combat veterans have some level of trauma symptoms, and PTSD team leader Sean Steiger says there's one big barrier for them to get over it.
The reason people don't get better from trauma is that they're constantly trying to not remember it. So it intrudes in fragments, disrupts their lives, and the goal of therapy is to help them be able to remember the trauma without anxiety. They're able to then store it in a different part of their brain so that it's not haunting them so much.
That's where virtual reality technology comes in. The Syracuse VA is receiving a donation from Soldier Strong with support from Syracuse University of unique hardware and software that allows a veteran to relive their trauma in the hopes of healing and preventing further problems such as depression, substance abuse, and suicide. Soldier Strong's Chris Meek says this virtual reality treatment should help Middle East vets.
One of the biggest reasons for veteran suicide is untreated post-traumatic stress. And why is it untreated? Because of the stigma associated with that. So by putting them back into the video game environment, it's really a video game that heals. And so it just helps reduce that stigma and hopefully reduce that 20 veteran suicides a day.
SU, through its Operation Hat Trick, helped fund the technology, which Vice Chancellor Mike Haney says continues the growing commitment to veterans.
The opportunity and the ability to leverage technology and leverage research to bring it to solving what is a critical challenge in the veterans community. Our university has a long history serving veterans. We now have 5% of our enrolled student population are what we call military-connected students, active duty military and veterans.
VA behavioral health officials hope to start training and implementing the virtual reality therapy later this year. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.